You know, I tell everybody that the British Rockers saved me because they gave me an entirely new, younger audience.
Mississippi-born composer Mose Allison was known as the William Faulkner of jazz. So when The Who started doing his songs on tour, it must have come as a bit of a surprise. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Mose Allison grew up on the Mississippi Delta listening to the likes of Fats Waller and Louis Armstrong. He came to New York in 1956 as a piano-playing sideman and quickly rose to prominence, backing up Stan Getz. As a recording artist, Mose has made a mark in both blues and jazz, but he's made his greatest impact as a songwriter. Van Morrison's put together a whole album covering his tunes, and he's influenced the Rolling Stones, J.J. Cale, and the Kinks, to name a few. At 82, Mose Allison has just released his first new album in a dozen years, produced by Joe Henry, called The Way of the World. The album brought him FUV's way, and while he was here, he talked with Darren DeVivo about how he helped Thelonious Monk and The Clash come together.
Harry Columbi, the manager from Thelonious Monk, approached me about doing some Monk tunes, writing some lyrics for Monk tunes. I wanted to do Bimsha Swing, and I took the words to Harry, and he said, Thelonious doesn't own that tune anymore. It belongs to Denzel Best. So I changed the intervals, and the Clash picked it up. So I'm the conduit between Thelonious Monk and the Clash. My brain, it's losing power, my brain. My brain, it's losing power, my brain. My brain, it's losing power. 1,200 neurons every hour, my brain. Cool little cluster, that's my brain. My brain, it's getting pounded, my brain. My brain, it's getting pounded, my brain. My brain, it's getting pounded. Pretty soon I'll be dumbfounded, my brain. Cool little cluster, that's my brain.
Do you still enjoy going out on the road and spending time away from home and playing live?
I still enjoy it when I get to the piano. Getting there is getting to be a chore sometimes. Right. You know, traveling is getting worse and worse. You know, everywhere you go now, when you get off the airplane, you end up in a traffic jam.
Right.
And so it's getting worse and worse all the time. So, but I still enjoy playing, and it's still the same challenge as it was the first night I played. And that is trying to make the music happen, and it takes a lot of focus and a lot of energy and so forth. Monsters of the id, no longer staying hid, and terrors of the night are out in broad daylight. No need to knock on wood, don't stop to say a prayer. It won't do any good. They're multiplying in the air. Demons of the deep are going without sleep, and phantoms of the dark have their own place to park. No need to lock the door. They're sprouting through the cracks. They're making room for
live versions of Monsters of the Id and My Brain from Mose Allison. His new album is The Way of the World. Today's Take 5 was produced by Andrew Hirschman. Hear more from Mose Allison and other artists online anytime at WFUV.org.